Well, tonight, the Brown Man Electric Trio Plus One will moonwalk into Wakefield with their Halloween tradition, performing the entire Thriller album by Michael Jackson in the style of Miles Davis. Brown Man Eli is the band leader and Juno-nominated trumpet player. We've reached him for a preview. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. That's an amazing thing that you're doing there. Where did this come about from? Where did you get the idea?
Well, I grew up with Thriller, like I think most of us did, and in the spirit of Miles Davis, we wanted to take one of this old source material and then kind of reimagine it through the lens of electric jazz, which is something that jazz musicians have been doing, you know, their entire careers. Charlie Parker did it in the 1940s, Miles did it in the 50s, Coltrane in the 60s. Really, we're just walking in the footsteps of our forefathers, but just using modern, a little bit more modern stuff. So, I mean, modern, 1982 was Thriller, right?
Right.
And then, yeah, just to take the framings of modern electric jazz and play all that stuff. And sometimes we play it, you know, pretty close to the original. So where the trumpet, neon trumpet, is in the role of MJ, and I'm delivering all that, all his vocal lines, but through the horn. Or we do what jazz musicians do is use the original tune as like a jump off point, like a standard almost. Mm-hmm. And then what happens. Off we go. It's a lot of solos and a lot of interaction.
You said as a kid you loved that album, but I mean, surely there were others. Like, how did you choose this one?
Man, Thriller is just such a powerful record. It's stayed at the top of the charts for so long, and it was such a huge presence in my world, well, in everybody's world in the 1980s, right? And it's hard to avoid. It was played at every dance. It was played at every party. And I had the vinyl. I used to listen to that record and think, man, wouldn't it be great if jazz musicians could reinvent this? And then Miles Davis did exactly that on, I can't remember the record name, I think it might have been Tutu, with Human Nature. He just redid Human Nature through the lens of Miles Davis. And so once I heard that, then I was like, okay, now it's fine to do.
It's on.
And so then I started, it's on, game on. So I started thinking about, okay, how can I do this? How can I reimagine this whole record, all of Thriller, top to bottom, but through that Miles Davis-esque lens? And,
yeah.
And that just started it. Yeah.
So who are you embodying up there, Miles Davis or Michael Jackson or some combination of both?
Both, literally. Like a little bit of MJ, a little bit of my mentor, Randy Brecker, a little bit of Guru, who I stood beside for many, many years when I was younger. And the idea with great jazz is that it's interpretive. It's always, the improvisation is always some form of self-expression. So, you know, that's what you want. You want to have all these different ingredients and stir it all. And then at the end of the day, whatever comes out of the end of the bell of the horn is some combination thereof.
Mm-hmm. Do you moonwalk while you're playing the trumpet?
Absolutely. No, I don't. I'm kidding. No, I'm walking.
You know, you spent a lot of time as a studio session musician, big names with big names in music, Jay-Z, Kanye, Missy Elliott, Paul Simon, and Quincy Jones. Mm-hmm. Even. I understand that.
Yeah.
Quincy Jones thing is a story. I'm wondering if you can tell it to us now.
Yeah, I'll try and tell a short version. I was called for a studio session, and in New York, you just get called and you show up, and often you don't know who the artist is. It's just a session call. And so I showed up to the studio, and I'm in the booth, and the main room has a back entrance, and the back entrance is where a lot of the musicians are coming in, or producers, or whoever. So I'm in the booth, and I'm with the sound engineer, and the door opens, and this tall black gentleman walks in, and as he's getting closer and closer to the see-through glass panel, I'm like, oh man, doesn't that guy look a lot like Quincy Jones? I kind of elbow the sound engineer, and he kind of looks at me and he goes, yeah, he really does, doesn't he? Looks at me like I'm an idiot. And he opens the door and it's Quincy Jones. I'm like, what is happening right now? And it was for a session that Quincy was doing. He would call session musicians to just play down new charts. He was working with different artists. And so he just needs guys to play down new charts so he can hear it, which is, I mean, how amazing is that, right? As opposed to like, mm-hmm. You know, you could do it in MIDI. You could do it with artificial music, virtual instruments, but no, he's going to hire a guy. to play all the horn parts. So of course, so, you know, I did that. I did the job. And as soon as I was done, I fangirled him so hard. You have no idea. I asked every question I ever wanted to ask about Thriller. And I'm a producer now. I produce a lot of artists, actually, including an incredible young artist from Ottawa named Nick McLean, who I've been working with for almost over a decade now. He's got 4 albums out. And as a producer, I often try and channel Quincy and all the lessons that I learned sitting with him. I mean, he doesn't know this, but that was a turning point in my life. Yeah. And a primordial moment in my evolution as a producer, because I stole so many of his ideas. And he's just a genius, was just a genius musician, but also how he deals with sound and texture and soundscapes, and which is all self-evident on the Thriller mm-hmm. record. It's amazing what you hear in terms of production on that album.
So he knew about this didn't happen when you were already working on this interpretation of Thriller, did it?
No, I told him this is what I was hoping to do in the future. And he's like, that's a great idea. Because he's a monster fan of Miles Davis. He produced that incredible Live at Montreux album for Miles Davis. Technically, Miles' last record, right? So, you know, me talking about this idea of like, and so we chatted a little bit about it. He, and again, this is a genius producer. He didn't want to get too much in the way. He wanted to hear my approach. How are you going to do this? Oh, that's interesting. But at no point was he ever trying to drive the bus or steer it or be like, that's a bad idea. He just kept asking questions and pulling ideas out of me, which I found amazing. And so now that's a technique that I steal when I'm producing artists. And I just met him the once for, you know, a couple hours. And it, honestly, it was a turning point in my life and one of the most incredible experiences.
And now you have this great Halloween Thriller show. What is the vibe like in that room?
It's pretty high energy. You know, the term electric jazz is sort of the term that's getting used instead of the word fusion, because fusion is kind of the F word now. It's a bad word. Don't use it. Because it's like the full term for fusion is jazz rock fusion. And that comes from the 1960s and 70s, where, you know, bands like Mahavishnu Orchestra and Miles's early electric bands were doing that thing. But it's kind of a specific sound. And so, you know, just to differentiate ourselves from what was happening back then, we tend to use the term electric jazz, which is really just folding in Black American music art forms into jazz. So you're looking at hip hop, soul, funk, R&B, drum and bass, all these kind of sounds are getting folded into the jazz vocabulary. And so it's this mishmash of Black American song output using Thriller as the backdrop or the source material. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the solos are very much jazz vocabulary, but the vibe is very much, you know, all of the above, a little bit of everything that I said.
I know that 2 of your bandmates, I understand, are from Ottawa. Did you want to give them a shout out?
Yeah, well, let me shout all of them out. So the bass player is from New Zealand, Matt Grubner, who unfortunately we're losing him back to New Zealand in January. So this is actually the second last tour, but he's an incredible 6-string electric bass player. The drummer is this 22-year-old phenom from El Monte. Wait, am I saying that right? El Monte.
I like El Monte better.
Oh, I'm
it's
sorry, Almont.
No,
it, right?
It's Almont. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's good.
Not from here. Almont. Yeah, I've been saying Almont all the time.
That's
I apologize.
Great. I like that.
To the Almontonians, I apologize. Yeah, he's really incredible. Adam Mansfield's his name. And then the star of the show is Nick McLean from Ottawa. He's the plus one. So Brown Man Electric Trio is myself, Matt, and Adam, and then Nick is the plus one on synthesizers and keyboards. And he was born in Ottawa, grew up here, and then moved to Toronto. And then now he's one of the most acclaimed young piano players in the country, having been nominated for a Juno last year for Jazz Album of the Year.
Well, I know the city's excited for your arrival, but before we go, I know we're going to go out on your interpretation of MJ's Pretty Young Thing. What do you love most about arriving to this moment during the set list?
That tune is probably my favorite tune of the night. I love that you're going to play it because it was written by Quincy and the chord changes are bananas. It's just, they're beautiful and they're unexpected, which is what you'd want of a great jazz tune. Miles used to say unexpected and the unknown and the mysterious is what makes jazz great. And PYT is full of that, but it has so much groove and so much pocket and so much danceability and it's all folded into there. And for the musicians listening, the chorus is 7 bars long, which is very strange, but it's all folded into this moments of incredibleness. Yeah, thanks for playing it, and thanks for having me. For people who want tickets, thriller.brownman.com.
All right, Brown, thank you so much for this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Rebecca.
Brownlee is a band leader of the Brown Man Electric Trio Plus One Ensemble. And tonight they'll bring their Halloween Thriller concert to the Black Sheep Inn in Wakefield. Tomorrow to the Night Out on Gladstone here in Ottawa. Ticket information you can go to, as you heard, thriller.brownman.com.